always raising our voice.
From KALW, this is Sights and Sounds, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darton. My guest this week is director Valina Brown. Hey, Valina.
Hey.
Valina is the director of the San Francisco Mime Troupe musical Back to the Way Things Were. And this weekend, they'll be performing outside their studio in the Mission in San Francisco. And right now, we're going to hear her art suggestions for things to see, hear, and do around the Bay.
We fought the man with every show.
Took a shot at Old Jim Crow.
That made the hippie heads go pop with madcap magic prop. The bourgeois made a scene.
First up is the musical Follies at the San Francisco Playhouse. The story is set in 1971. It's about a theater manager named Dimitri, and he organizes a reunion with former actors before the theater gets torn down to make space for a parking lot. It sounds like what's happening in the Bay Area today. And as the performers gather together for a final time, they reminisce about the past while thinking about the future. In this production, the musical theater is a metaphor for the collapse of American innocence. Valina, tell us about this musical. Why'd you pick this one?
Well, I picked it because if you enjoy big frothy musicals, if you enjoy Sondheim, then this is a really great one to check out. SF Playhouse is one of the few theater companies that, you know, routinely do musicals and do them really well. So there's a big talented cast, there's beautiful costumes, there's classic songs. It's just a really fun experience.
Yeah, and like I said in the story, even though it takes place in 1971, it feels very 2022.
Yep.
Well, that's the musical Follies at the San Francisco Playhouse. The show runs until September 10th. Your next pick is a series of live readings called New Threads. They're produced by Golden Thread Productions. The readings create a space for Middle Eastern writers to share their work about their culture. Each event includes Q&A sessions with the artists about their creative process. Golden Thread Productions is the country's first Middle Eastern theater company. Wow. Their executive artistic director was recently featured on KALW. You know, Valina, what are you looking forward to hearing from these creators?
Well, I mean, it's just always great to have an opportunity to hear artists' perspectives that aren't normally being presented. How many plays from a Middle Eastern perspective or films have you seen? Probably not very many or not at all. And so that's what's exciting, is that the New Thread series offers this opportunity to hear new plays and to be sort of part of the process of birthing these new plays. The founder founded the, you know, Golden Thread production because when she came out of acting school and she was ready to do some work, and it was like, if you're not ready to play a terrorist only, then we can't figure out what to do with you. And so she said, well, all right, there are a lot of stories that are not being told. And so it's time to put together a company that tells them. And the New Thread series is where the new plays are being born.
It's like that, you know, Toni Morrison quote, you know, write the books you want to read.
Exactly.
Produce the art that you want to consume. That's the New Threads series. Admission is free. And the next reading is on Tuesday, August 16th at the Brava Theater in San Francisco. And your final pick is Dear San Francisco at Club Fugazi. The show is a love letter to the city with a variety of acrobatic performances. See hoop diving, juggling, hard balancing, and much more. Video projections of the city and original music are also used to share stories of why so many people love San Francisco. Valina, have you ever been to this? I love acrobats. I love underground circuses and all that kind of stuff.
I am going to see this soon, and so that's why I picked it, not because I've already seen it, but I'm planning to see it. I know people who've worked on it, and the work that they're doing is awe-inspiring. It's sexy. It's thrilling. And I think it really, I'm just looking forward to being really inspired, because whenever I see people doing amazing feats, it inspires me to stretch more and reach farther. So I'm excited about it.
Yeah, and I've been hearing a lot of good things about this show, so I'm excited to, because I definitely want to check it out. That's Dear San Francisco at Club Fugazi in San Francisco. Show runs weekly, Wednesdays through Sundays. I've been speaking with director Valina Brown. Watch the musical Back to the Way Things Were this weekend at the SF Mime Troupe Theater in the Mission. And you can go to their website for other play dates and locations. To learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit kalw.org. And make sure to subscribe to the Sights and Sounds podcast, which is available wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Sights and Sounds was produced by Porfirio Rangel and engineered by James Rollins. I'm Janae Darden.